Today, Shi'ez Masechta Tainis, Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, the last words, Amr of Chizda. And today's Shi'er is being dedicated by a loyal listener from London as a Zchus for Refuah Shleima for Yehuda Leib Ben Basha. Says the Gemara, Amr of Chizda. In the end of our previous Shi'er, we had begun a discussion about Tainis Shos. So says the Gemara, Hoda Amrit. This that we learned, the Masana L'Shos, that even if somebody is only fasting for a number of hours, it's considered halachically a fast day, says the Gemara of Hu Shloitam Klomer Arav. If he didn't eat that entire day. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that even if we're going to say that there is a concept of Tainis Shos, Rashi explains that it's talking about a case that he did not eat, even though he accepted upon himself only to fast the number of hours of the day, and then he ended up not eating the entire day. Because if he began the day indeed fasting, but then as the day went on, he chose to eat, he ate, that's not considered a tainus at all. The Raven and the Ran disagree. The Raven and the Ran say that even if somebody fasted just a number of hours of the day, that is considered a Tainis Shos, and that is considered a fast day. But, they explain, it's only in a case if he began the day fasting. And then, in the middle of the day, he decided to eat. So the hours that he fasted are considered Tainis Shos. But were it to be the other way around, they explain, where we have an individual who began the day with eating and then fasting, that is not considered a Tainis Shos. The Rambam, however, takes the most lenient approach. The Rambam's approach is, it doesn't make a difference if you fast the first half of the day or you fast of the second half of the day, it's always considered a Tainis Shos. The Ravya says that the primary concept to look for is, did he accept upon himself? We're going to speak about extensively in our Shia today about Kabbalah's Tainis. If somebody took upon himself from before today that he's going to fast today, so even if he only fasted a part of the day, he did not fast the entire day, it's considered a Tainis Shos and it's considered a valid Tainis. But if the person did not take upon himself at all to fast today, then, and he only fasted a number of hours, that's not going to be considered a Tainis Shos. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rav Chisda that your concept that, and again, we're going to be learning with Rashi's Pshat, that it's only considered a valid Tainis Shos if he ended up fasting the whole day, but asks Abaya to Rav Chisda, if this person ended up fasting the whole day, then Hotanis Malisahi, then it's a full-fledged Tainis. Why are you considering it only a Tainis Shos? Answers the Gemara, like Tzricha, Rav Chisda said his halacha in a situation, the Mluchim Melicha, that, and again, following Rashi's Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is that originally he did not have any intention to fast, and he wasn't a Kabbal Tainis. But then, for whatever reason, he didn't get around till eating by Chatzos. And now, it's already half the day has passed, and he hasn't eaten. And at that point, he decides, well, if I didn't eat already till now, I'm going to be Mekabel Tainis for the balance of the day. So we can't call this a Tainis, full-fledged Tainis, because this that he didn't eat the first half of the day, A, did not come with a Kabbalah's Tainis, and B, really wasn't because it was his intention to fast. What really it was all about was he just didn't get around to eating. But then, since he took upon himself to fast the balance of the day, so now it was a Kabbalah's Tainis, and with the intention that it be a Tainis, so that is going to be considered a Tainis Shos, and that's what Rav Chisda was saying, that it has to be, that's considered a Tainis. Says the Gemara, from Rav Chisda, Kol Tainis Shlo Shokol Lav Chama, any Tainis that you did not fast until Shkia, Lav Shmei Tainis, is not considered a tainus. A tainus, for it to be considered a tainus, has to be all the way till the end of the day. Now, there's an interesting question. What does that mean when it says shoko of chama? That means, does it mean shkia, or does it mean tzeitzik chovim? And the Sefer Daf al Adaf discusses this, and they say that he says that there are people who have the minig when there's a fast day, they daven ma'ariv before the tzeis, so that as soon as they finish davening ma'ariv, it will be the tzeis, and they'll be able to eat. But he makes a number of observations, halachic observations. Number one, he says, if you're going to daven ma'ariv before the tzeis, you have to be careful to daven mincha before the plaga mincha. Because the Gemara, Masechta Brachos, discusses if somebody davens mincha after the plag and davens ma'ariv before the tzeis, that may be considered tarte de tzasri. Moreover, he points out that if you're going to daven ma'ariv before the tzeis, you maybe fulfill the obligation of davening ma'ariv, but chiyuv krishma is only after krishma shalavis is only after tzeis, and therefore he suggests that one may, if one is very hungry, maybe he should eat right by the tzeis, and after the tzeis, daven ma'ariv. But that also opens up a halachic issue, because if he's eating at the time when tzeis comes, but once tzeis ha'kachavim comes, he has an obligation to say krishma shalavis. So therefore, he suggests that if you're going to do so, he should eat not a full-fledged meal, just eat something, and then daven ma'ariv, say krishma in the right time, ma'ariv in the right time, and then afterwards eat your meal. The minhag ha'olam is not that way. The minhag ha'olam is that we daven ma'ariv before the tzeis, and we eat right at tzeis, and then we say krishma over. And then there's another interesting question. We just learned that the fast always ends by shkiyas hachama. And the question comes up, and it goes two ways. If somebody is traveling from the United States to Israel on a fast day, so he began his fast day in the United States, but he's ending his fast day in Eretz Yisrael, and since Eretz Yisrael is 7 hours ahead of us here in the United States, the fast day is over. But he hasn't really fasted a whole day, because he reached an area where the shkia is earlier than when he began the fast day. Or it goes vice versa. Somebody's traveling on a fast day from Eretz Yisrael to the United States. So even though where he began the fast, it's already past shkia, past tzeis ha'kachavim, where he is arriving to, it's still not shkia. What is the halacha? So the Rav Eliyahu Zlatnik from Yerushalayim has a tshuva about this. And originally he wants to say that our Gemara says that the factor to take into consideration is shkia, tzeis ha'kachavim. So wherever you are, that's going to be when it's the tzeis, that's when the fast ends. But then he says that perhaps not, because he says the Torah was given for everybody in the world. And if everybody in the world, some places don't even have a shkia, because it's all day, it's all night, does that then mean that they have to keep on fasting? And therefore he wants to suggest that a fast day is always 12 hours from when you began to when you finished. But the minhag ha'olam is not that way. The minhag ha'olam is that we follow the tzeis according to where you are. When the tzeis is wherever you are, that's when the fast ends. And that's really the wording of our Gemara. So ask the Gemara, how can we say that a fast day is only over when the tzeis comes? Meisvei, we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Mebeis, that we had people who were the Anshei Mishmer. Every week, we had Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, who were designated every week of the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Mishnah says, so we see that they fast and they don't finish the day. So we see that you can fast even without finishing the whole day. Answers the Gemara, they're not really fasting because it's a fast day. A fast day only ends by the tzeis. Just because they want to participate with everybody else, that's why they fast. But since it's not really a full-fledged fast day, the halacha is that they don't have to wait till the tzeis. Toshma. We're going to learn, Amar Reb Elozer b'Reb Tzadik, Ani b'nei bonav shel Sana ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of Sana ben Binyamin, who pamachas chal tishbab liyos b'Shabbos, and 1 year tishbab fell on Shabbos, v'dechinu lach Shabbos, and when tishbab falls on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday, which is Yud B'Av, v'saninu bei v'lo yishlam nunu. We fasted on that day, but we did not finish the day. When Klai Yisrael came from the Golas back to Yisrael, there weren't enough wood in the Lishkas Eitz, in the special chamber where they kept the wood, to have for the Mizbeach. And different families donated wood, and the halacha is that the day that they donated the wood is a yontif for them. It remains a yontif for that family forever. Not only does it remain a yontif for that family forever, the halacha is that even if the Beis HaMikdash Baruch Hashem has enough wood, they continue bringing the wood on that day. And the day that they bring the wood, they bring a carbon eitzim. A carbon eitzim requires hagosha, where the wood is brought to the mizbeach, kmitzah, where we take off part of the wood, and that's a yontif for them. This family had Yud Ba'av as the day that they brought Eitzim. But as we just discussed, if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, we push it to Sunday. So all of us fast the entire day Sunday. They, because it was a Yontif for them, says the Gemara, they fasted till not the whole day. So we see that it could be considered a fast day, even though you're not fasting the whole day. Answers the Gemara, it really wasn't a yontif for them. And the reason that they fasted, even what they fasted, was because since everybody else was fasting that day, so it was inappropriate that they should not fast. So they fasted part of the day. But really, that day, I sort of Brisker Rav explains the Gemara this way, that day is a yontif. And since it's a yontif that they had, that yontif supersedes the fact that it's a Tisha B'Av for everyone else. So Al Gemara here just discussed this family, and the Gemara says that this family kept this day as a yontif, and the chiddush is they kept the yontif even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Toshma, Domer of Yochan, Ahei B'Tanis at Shav L'Beisi. If somebody makes a tainus, he says, I'm going to be a tainus until I arrive home. And the halacha is that as soon as he arrives home, it's a tainus. Even if the tainus is over, even though the day is not over. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, l'shemuti nafshim bein Nasi David. What happened over there was that he was invited to eat in the home of the Nasi. And he didn't want to eat in the home of the Nasi for whatever reason. So he said, today is a tainus. But since he didn't really mean to make it into a full-fledged tainus, and therefore, since he didn't mean to make it into a full-fledged tainus, the halacha is he doesn't have to wait till the day is over. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kol tainus l'kivah lo b'yoyim. Any tainus that somebody didn't accept from the day before, l'ish shmei tainus, is not considered a tainus. As we keep on learning, the halacha is that for it to be considered a tainus, it has to be a full-fledged tainus. Shmuel said that it has to be accepted from before is only mitzvah mena mufcha. But if not, and he's fasting, the halacha is it's considered a tainus, and you may even say aneinu. Amar Rav Shila, Damla Mavhucha de Mayazika. Somebody who fasts without accepting tainus is like an ear, a bag full of ear. The Ritva explains, why is there a halacha that you have to have mimakabel tainus from before? Because really, says the Ritva, a fast is supposed to be 24 hours. This that we're allowed to eat, as we're going to discuss, the night before the fast, doesn't detract from the fact that it's a really supposed to be a 24-hour fast. And that's why we have to be mekabel the tainus before. Others say that the halacha is that a tainus has to have a kabbalah's tainus because the pasuk says that kachu tzoyim. A tzoyim has to be like hegdish. And just like hegdish, we know before we bring an animal as a carbon, we magdish it. So too, a tainus has to have hegdish. Others say that a tainus is like a carbon. But what happens by a carbon? We bring the animals a carbon. When a person fasts, he's bringing himself as a fast. What does that mean? He's not eating, and he's giving up from himself. So just like by a carbon, there's a requirement that you have to have Kabbalah, you have to be magdish to carbon, so too is the halacha by a tainus. Tosfos says that this halacha that you have to have Kabbalah's tainus is whether it's a full-fledged tainus, or as we began our shiur today, even if it's just a tainus shos. Even if it's just a tainus shos, it requires Kabbalah's tainus. The Rabban and the Ritva disagree. And the Rabban and Ritva says that only a full-fledged tainus requires Kabbalah's tainus. A tainus l'shos does not require Kabbalah's tainus. Furthermore, of course, the tanesim that were halachically obligated to keep, the tanesim that are part of our what we do, that all these tanesim don't require Kabbalah's tainus. They're a tainus automatically. Furthermore, we're going to speak about the tainus chaloim later in our shir. The halacha is that a tainus chaloim is automatically a tainus the morning after you had that bad dream. And therefore, the tainus chaloim doesn't have to have a Kabbalah's tainus. So ask the Gemara Amos Makabale. So we just discussed that a tainus yochid has to have a Kabbalah's tainus. Ask the Gemara Amos Makabale, exactly when are we Makabal tainus? Rav Amba b'mincha, we Makabal tainus in the mincha in the afternoon, b'shmul Amba b'tfilas mincha, and Shmuel says that we Makabal tainus by davening mincha. The Rosh explains the Gemara that the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is the time to do it dafka by davening. Shmuel's opinion is that it has to be done by a tefillah, and Rav's opinion is that it doesn't have to be done by a tefillah, but it has to be done by in the afternoon before. The Ran and Ritva have a different approach. Ran and Ritva say that the machloikus of Rav and Shmuel is when is the time that one has to be mekabel tainus. Whereas according to Rav, one could be mekabel tainus not that close to the tainus, even earlier in the day. According to Shmuel, one is supposed to be mekabel tainus as close as possible to the tainus, and therefore daven mincha, they used to daven mincha later in the day, and that was the time to be mekabel tainus. Amar Rav Yosef, kavasei de Shmuel mestabra, that one should be mekabel tainus by davening mincha. The ksiba Megillas tainus, because he says we learn in the Megillas tainus, we learned that the Megillas tainus was a sefer that they had in which all the yom tovim that they established should be kept for different nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. And as we discussed, there are different yom tovim with different statuses. There's some yom tovim that are osper b'tainus. There's some yom tovim that are osper even behesped. And says the Gemara, the ksib of Megillas tainus, it says in the Megillas tainus, kol inish di yaisa lemekadim stano, the iser that one may not fast on the days that are mentioned in the Megillas tainus are applied to everybody besides somebody who ready ya'asr, who already had a chiyuv to fast that day. My love, what does the mean ya'asr? That we're talking about a person who had been obligated to fast before. Lav, shi'yis ha'atzma b'tziloi, that he already said beforehand that he is going to fast. In the tefillah before, he said he's going to fast. So isn't this clearly an indication that if one is going to fast, he has to accept this upon himself beforehand by mincha. Says the Gemara, loy. It doesn't mean, yasser, that he accepted upon himself that he's going to fast from beforehand. What it meant was, yasser atzmai. Even what it means is that he just accepted it, but not specifically by mincha. Says the Gemara, the same achloikus that we have between Rav and Shmuel actually suggests the Gemara, pligi bar Rav Chiva, Rav Shimon bar Rabbi. It's already machloikus that Rav Shimon bar Rabbi had, based on the way to read the words of that Megillas Tainus. Chad ama yaser, that dafka, if you said by mincha that you're going to fast, is it considered Kabbalah's Tainus? But chad ama yaser, that you don't have to have Kabbalah's Tainus by mincha. Ask the Gemara, manda ama yaser kramrinan, that means he has to Kabbalah's Tainus by mincha. Manda omer yaser mahi, what does it mean? Says the Gemara that he's not allowed the Tanya. What it means to say b'Megillas Tainus, he's coming to teach us to come inish the yaser l'mekabes the nayaser. Anybody who had an obligation to fast before these days were a fast day for him, then the halacha is he has to fast on these days and not keep it as a yontif. Ketzad. And the Gemara and the Brisa explains itself. There's an individual who took upon himself that the entire year, every Monday and Thursday, he's going to fast. And then one of these days, which are yontif, falls on a Monday and Thursday. The halacha is im nidroi kodem l'gzeiras seinu, if he accepted upon himself not to fast on one of these days before we turned it into a yontif, yavatal nidroi gzeiras seinu, his neder is stronger and he should fast. However, if Chazal made this day into a yontif prior to him accepting upon himself that he's going to fast, then the yontif stands and he should not fast. The Ritva says, why if his made the neder before we declared it a yontif, should he fast? Because the Ritva explains, Chazal wanted to show the power of a neder. And since this individual accepted upon himself with a neder that he's going to fast this day, we don't want that to be overturned. Now the question is, however, we learned if it's the other way around, that this day was declared to be a yontif before this person made it a tainus, he shouldn't fast. The question that the Rishonim ask is, should he make up that tainus that he accepted upon himself? Tosfos says that since he did accept upon himself a fast, he has to make it up. The Ritva says that no, that the time he doesn't even have to make it up. Tan Rabbanan, and Masai Oichel V'Shoyser. So now the question is: we said that you're allowed to eat the night before the fast day. Ask the Gemara, and Masai Oichel V'Shoyser. Till when could you eat the night before the fast day? Achiyala Mara Shacha Devei Rebbe. Until the Mara Shacha. Rav Shimon Elozaimer Ad Kreis Hagever, when the chicken crows, which is actually before the Aloysa Shachar. Says the Gemara, Amr Abai, Lois Shanu, this that we learned that Yeladi eat till Aloysa Shachar or till Christ Agever, Ella Shlai Gomer Sudasai, if he hasn't finished eating, Avil Gomer Sudasai, once he finishes eating, Eina Oichel, he's not allowed to eat anymore. Asks Rava this, what Abai just said. It says in a Braisa, Gomar, if he finished his meal, V'omad, Hareza Oichel, he could continue eating. So we see that even though he finished his meal, he could continue eating as long as the Zman, that the Tainus begins, has not yet begun. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, Kishloi Silek. Even though he might have finished eating, but he hasn't taken away the table. The way they used to eat in those days was that everybody had a small table in front of them, which they ate by, and that table was still there, even though he finished eating. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this entire discussion. Am Rava, Loi Shanu, El Shla Yoshan, if he didn't go to sleep after eating in the evening. Ava Yoshan, If he went to sleep after eating in the evening and then he wants to get up, even though it's before the zman, eina oichel, he may not eat. Eisvei Abaya, but ask Abaya, it says in the Braisa, Yoshan, if he went to sleep, Vomad, and he gets up, as long as he got up before the time that the fast day begins, Harez Oichel, he's allowed to eat. How could you Abaya say that if he goes to sleep, he may not eat anymore? Answers the Gemara, Hasam, there it's talking about somebody who is Misnamnim, that he's not really sleeping. Ask the Gemara, Hechi Dami Misnamnim, exactly in what is considered Misnamnim. Says the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Nim Veloy Nim, he's sleeping, but he's not really sleeping. Tir Veloy Tir, but he's not really up. He's in the situation of a Karlei V'Oinoi. If they ask him, if they call him by his name, he's able to answer. However, if he is asked a question that requires some thinking, he's not able to do so. However, if he's reminded of something, he's able to remember. He's not really sleeping, and he's not really not sleeping. So our Gemara, the Ran, we discussed in our previous shiur, when does a fast day really begin? We discussed it in terms of Shavuos B'Tamuz. When does Shavuos B'Tamuz really begin? Does Shavuos B'Tamuz begin at night, or does Shavuos B'Tamuz begin in the morning? So the Rishonim say, our Gemara, that keeps on saying that if you finished eating or you went to sleep, really you're not allowed to eat anymore, is a proof that the fast day began already the night before. Because if the fast day did not begin the night before, so then why couldn't you eat just because you went to sleep or just because you ate, you stopped eating? It must be that the fast day really begins. So we had two versions of this in our Gemara. The first version is it depends if you finished eating, and the second version depends if you went to sleep. So the Ravid says that the second version is being machmer on the first version. And the second version saying that not only if you stopped eating, may you no longer eat anymore, but even if you didn't stop eating, but you went to sleep, either eating or sleeping are a reason that you can no longer eat if that happened on the night of the fast day. However, there are Rishonim that say that the two versions are disagreeing. And the first version says what it depends on is on eating, and the second version says it depends on sleeping. And the halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, that we paskin, it depends on sleeping. But the Shulchan Aruch says two rules. One rule is, as we just learned, it's only a shinas kva. If somebody really went to sleep, a full-fledged, going like you go to sleep at night, if somebody just took a nap or just fell asleep, then it's not considered sleeping. And moreover, the halacha is that even if somebody goes to sleep, but if he makes a tanai before he goes to sleep, that if I'm going to get, when I get up, I should be allowed to eat, the halacha is that Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to eat or drink when you get up, even though you slept a full-fledged shina. There are those Rishonim that want to say, there are Zeruah that wants to say, that for drinking, you don't even need to make a tanai. For eating, you need to make a tanai, but for drinking, you don't need to make a tanai. You're allowed to drink no matter what if you get up in the morning before the time that the fast day begins. Amrav Kana, Amrav, Yochid Shekibel Olav Tainus, if a Yochid accepted upon himself a Tainus, but he did not say if what type of tainus he's accepting upon himself. As we discussed, there are different levels of tainus, and we're going to learn a tainus yochid, a tainus tzibur. So says the Gemara, Amar Avkana Marav, yochid shekivel of tainus, in yochid said he's going to fast, also ben nesilas at sandal. We don't let him wear shoe. Why? Because chashina, we need to be concerned, shema tainus tzibur kivel of. Maybe the type of tainus that he took upon himself is a tainus tzibur, and a tainus tzibur is considered a day that you're not allowed to wear shoes. So the Gevurah Sari asks, but this is a suffolk drabbanon, and we know throughout halacha, the halacha is suffolk drabbanon lakula. So why are we being machmer? So says the Gevurah Sari, what the Gemara is actually teaching us is that stam tainus, that the halacha assumes that when somebody just said that he's taking upon himself a tainus, he means a tainus tzibur. Says the Gemara, If somebody doesn't wants to be able to wear shoes, doesn't want to have the shayla, what should he do? Heichli evid, am rabbi of shayla, lemahachi, what he should say is, lemacha ehela fenecha betainis yachid. Says the Gemara, amalei rabbanan, Rav Sheshes, chaka chazin rabbanan, but we see rabbanan, the Messiah Messanayu, that they do wear shoes, vasla beitanesa, and they come to shul on the fast day, recognizing that today is a fast day. So we see that they did wear shoes on a tanaisim, ikbid. So if Sheshes was upset when this was said to him, vamalu, and he said, is the next thing you're going to tell me that they eat on the fast day as well? Abayim Rava Ma'ali Kimasayim Mafanda. Abayim Rava would wear on a fast day shoes. They wore a fanta, which is not a real shoe. It doesn't have any leather upper. And Mereim Mazutra would switch the right foot and the left foot. Rabbanan the Rav Nafshi, however, Nafki Kurchayu, they would wear the regular shoes that they wore all the time, because Savrika Aitana, Tam Shmuel, ain't Tana Tzibur Bavel. In Bavel, we don't have a Tana Tzibur, Ela Tisha B'Avad. And since in Bavel we don't have a Tana Tzibur, on any fast day, we're allowed to fast. And I saw that the Rishonim give a number of explanation why in Bavel they don't have a Tana Tzibur. One pshat that I saw is that they, in Bavel, it was quite a humid climate, and therefore they were never really in a situation that they were that desperate for the rain. And since they were never in a situation that they were that desperate for the rain, they never had to make Bavel into a Tainus Tzibur. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is on the contrary. Bavel was quite cold, was quite humid, and it was dangerous not to wear shoes in Bavel. The Ramban's approach is that a Tainus Tzibur could only be established A Tana Tzibur should only be established in a place where there's a Nasi. In Bavel, there was no Nasi. And since there was no Nasi in Bavel, they were allowed to wear, there's no Tana Tzibur on Bavel. The Shulchan Aruch says that when somebody accepts upon himself a Tana, it's appropriate, as we said before, that he should explicitly say that the Tana that he's saying is that he's making it to be a Tana Yochid. And if you explicitly say that you're making it into a Tainus Yochid, then there's no question that you're allowed to wear shoes. Amar Yudah Marav, Lova Adam Tainus Upareya. A person who took upon himself to fast on a certain day and then doesn't want to fast that day, he can make it up for another day. Says the Gemara, Kamrita Kamei de Shmuel, Amalei V'chined Kabele, Delo Saga Delo Mishalim. Was this accepted upon him as a nether? The Tzuri Nafshim Kabbalay, when a person takes upon himself to fast, he only wants to do it to be able to refrain. Imatzi Tzar Nafshi, if he can, great. Iloi Matzi Lem Tzar Nafshi, and Rishmul suggested that you don't even have to make it up. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of what Shmuel said. Amar Yudah Marav, Love Adam Taneisa Pereya. If somebody accepted upon himself a certain day to fast, and then he can't fast that day, he can make it up on another day. Says the Gemara Kamrita Kamei Shmuel, Amali Pshita. Of course, Lo Yehei El Neder. It shouldn't be worse than any neder. Just like when somebody makes a neder, Leder Miloy Matzui. If somebody can't fulfill his obligation, L'Shimlume Emez L'Machad Yom Echrina, he can make it up another time. So the obvious difference between the two Lashonos, that according to the first version, according to Shmuel, you don't even have to make it up. And according to the second version, you have to make it up, but you don't have to fast that day. The question is, what are the circumstances? The Rambam says that this, that you to make up the tainus, is only in a situation where you did not specify a certain day. But according to the Rambam, if you specified a certain day, the halacha is then you can't make it up. According to Ritva, it makes no difference. Even if you specified a specific day, you could make it up on another time. Because Ritva says, a tainus is like tztaka. And just like tztaka, if one obligated himself to give tztaka as as long as he's going to give the tzedakah, then he fulfilled his obligation. Here too, as long as he's going to fast, he fulfilled his obligation. Says the Gemara, Rishubere Rav Idi Iklebe Ravasi. Rishubere Rav Idi once came to the home of Ravasi, of the lay Igla Telsa. They made him Igla Telsa. They're two pshatim typically when we speak about an Igla Telsa in Shas. One pshat of Igla Telsa is it was an animal, it was the third calf born to its mother, and the third calf born to its mother is the best. Or Igla Telsa means it was a calf that was a third grown. And when the calf is third grown, that's when it's most delicious. Of the like Igla Telsa. And they said to him, Amle, let them marry me, please eat something. Amlu betanisi yisivna. Today's a fast day for me, and I can't eat. Amle, moizav mar, velifra. So why don't you make it up? Loisav mar, don't you agree to what we just learned? Lahodam Ravyudam Rav, Lava Adam Tanisa Pereya, you can make up a fast day. Amalai Tanis Chaloimbu. He said that this is a Tanis Chaloim. Vam Rav Rav Machasi, Amar Rav Chamba Bagoy, Amar Rav, Yofa Tanis Lachaloim. If somebody has a dream, the fast is powerful, Kesh Lanurus. Just like if you put a fire to linen, it's very flammable, it's going to burn quickly. The fast will burn up the bad effect of a bad dream. But Rav Chisda said, it's only effective on the day that you had that bad dream. And therefore, Amar Rav Yosef said, it has to be, therefore, a feel of a Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to fast. But now, you did something inappropriate. You fasted on Shabbos. So what should you do? My takante, how do you make up for the fast that you fasted on Shabbos, lace of tanes l'tanesoy. Now you have to fast to be mechaper, to forgive for the fact that you fasted on that day. So our Gemara just taught us the concept of tanes chaloyim. And Ritva asked the question. We know, he says, that Chazal teach us the divrei chaloyimus loymal v'loymeridin, that dreams don't really make a difference. And here we're saying that we have to fast. So the Ritva explains that even if we say the divrei chaloyimus loymalim v'loymeridin, they don't really tell us anything. But the fact that min hashamayim, they showed this person a dream that caused him to be concerned, means that he has to do tshuva. And that's the way he does by fasting. But the Magen Avraham says that our minig is that we don't fast on Tainus Chaloyim. Nowadays, we're not concerned for that. And certainly, the halacha is that if somebody fasted about, somebody had a dream about something that he was thinking about or experiencing that day, that isn't considered a Chaloyim that you have to fast for. You only have to fast for a Chaloyim that came from nowhere. But if it's something you're thinking about, then that's not called a Tanis Chaloyim. Moreover, the Ritva says that only on that day if you fast the day after you had the bad dream, is it considered a Tanis Chaloyim. Any other time is ineffective. It doesn't make a difference to fast. The reason you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, we know the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. So one pshat is that on Shabbos, it's not a chiv to eat. The chiv to eat, the chiv on Shabbos is to have an oinik Shabbos. And if somebody's going to have an oinik Shabbos by fasting and hoping that by fasting he's going to be able to take care of the bad message that the chaloyim sent, so that to him is actually an oinik Shabbos. And since that to him is an oinik Shabbos, then it's not an issue. The curious sefer says the issa to fast on Shabbos means that you're not allowed to fast for the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. But a person who has a bad dream during the night, Friday night, so he ate Friday night. So even if he won't eat the entire day of Shabbos, he didn't fast the entire 24 hours of Shabbos. And since he didn't fast the entire 24 hours of Shabbos, it's not considered that he fasted on Shabbos. The Bach explains that the reason it's not an issue is because the whole chiv of oinik Shabbos that one is supposed to eat on Shabbos is only a chiv derabbanon, and explains the Bach that in a situation of a Tanis Chaloyim, the Rabbanim did not obligate us to eat on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yud that if Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes and the rain hasn't come, the halacha is that we make three tainis. And the halacha on those tainis we said was that you only fast by day. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, over Elu v'loinenu, if these three fast days passed and still it hasn't rained, Bezdin Gozrin Ksholosh Tainis Acheris El Tzibur, the three more tainis that are decreed. Oichem v'shoysim b'ajoyim, in those tainisim we're allowed to eat till the day, all day long, but once Ben Hashmoshes comes, we're not allowed to eat. Asurin, the Melacha, we're not allowed to work on those days. Berchitza, washing ourselves, Sicha, anointing ourselves, Sinis, a sandal, wearing leather shoes, Batasha, Shamita, Noilas, Mechatzos, and because of that, we close all the stores. There's a Machloikas Achroinim. What does it mean we close the stores? Does it mean we close all stores, or does it mean that we close only stores where they don't sell food? But food stores where they sell food and they're going to need to eat at night, maybe kept open. Over Elu v'loinenu, says the Mishnah, if even these fast days pass and they still rain hasn't come, Bezdin Gezrim Aleim Oit Sheva. Bezdin decrees another 7 days. Shein Sholosh Esrei El Tzibur. So we have a total of 13 fast days. 3 plus 3 plus 7. These seven are even more stringent. Those days we blow the shofar, we close all stores. The sheni matin, but in the sheni we open the doors a little, in cheshecha towards the end of the day that they should have food. And on Thursday we're allowed to open the stores because they should be able to shop for Shabbos. Over Elu v'loinenu, if days still pass, matim v'masim v'matim, people refrain from doing so much business, b'binyan, building homes, m'natiya, planting trees, b'eristin and the mesuin, we don't have weddings, we don't have people get engaged. So Machloikas Tosfos says that we're not allowed to even get engaged. The Yamsa Shlomo says you're allowed to get engaged, but what the Gemara means to say is that you're not allowed to make a sudas erisin. People limit the way they greet each other. Kibnei Adam hanazufim l'makom, like people on a cheren. Hayichidim chayzrim mesanim. The yichidim, the talmid chachamim that we discussed in our previous year, continue fasting atchiyetsin nissen until nissen passes. Yotzin nissen, if nissen passed, and then yard gshamim simin klola. That's not a good sign, because that's already the time where it's not supposed to rain. As the Pasuk says, now's the time that we're supposed to cut the grain, not be the rain falling. Says the Gemara, we understand, as the Gemara Bishlam Kula, everything that was mentioned in the Mishnah, Isbu Tanig, Rechitza, Sicha, Tashmi Shamita, all bring pleasure, and that's why we could understand that they should be prohibited. But as the Gemara, Aval Malacha Tsaru, doing work is not pleasurable necessarily, answers the Gemara. So why should they not be allowed to do work? Amrav Chizda, Amrav Yemi Ba'aba, Amakra, Kachu Tsoim, Kiru Atzara, Isfu Zechainim. So the Pasuk considers that day like an Atzara. It's treated like Atzeres. Shvuas is called in the Torah Atzeres. Ma Atzeres, just like in Shvuas, the Yomtif, also Basis Malacha, we're not allowed to work. So too, af tainus also besis malach, we're not allowed to do any work. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Imatzeres miurta, just like we know every yontif, Shabbos yontif in our calendar begins from the night before. Af tainus nami miurta, so the halacha should be that the tainus already begins the night before. Amar of zera, lididi mefashlim meneder of yirmi ba'aba, amakra. Isru Zakenim. The Pasuk also says that what do we do on this day? We gather together the Zakenim. Dumya, the Sifa Zakenim. So it's compared to the way we gather together the Zakenim. Ma asif zakenim. Just like the zakenim are gathered together b'yoyim, so too the tzoyim is also, tzoyim nami is only b'yoyim, only by day, not by night. Ask the Gemara, v'ema matiaro. It was comparing it to when we gathered the zakenim. The zakenim are gathered together by chatzos. So maybe the fast day should only be by chatzos, not at the beginning of the day, as we discussed earlier in the shir. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Shir Shabrei Rav Idi, B'sayler of Huna, B'tzarfa Kanufya. That actually they gathered them together, not in the middle of the day, but they actually gathered them together already in the morning, and that's why the fast begins in the morning.